Jones, you mentioned back on page 36, all red flags. I forgive him, but how does the topic of trust come back into this picture?
Yeah, thank you. Great question. How does this matter of trust come into play? As if you have been sinned against in severe ways, you probably already know that it's actually easier to forgive someone than to trust them. And so I think what we talked about with the seven A's of confession become really important here, that we need to confess in such a way that we seek to show the person that we really are serious and we have a plan of change. Now, if a person's not repentant, then it's going to be very difficult for you to trust. And you're not called to trust in someone who has sinned against you and they're not repentant. But I'd love for you to push me a little bit further on more a nuance of that, maybe, Jonathan, if you have a further thought, help me. Am I scratching you?
Yeah, it's... When you say repentance, there's a nuance. It's in the nuance of the repentance, right?
So, it is.
So, I guess it's repentance of behavior, but not really repentance in terms of turning back to the Lord. So, feeling sorry for what this person has done and the consequences of that.
Right.
But not necessarily, but still thinking that ultimately that was the right thing to do because, you know, whatever. As in sin before the Lord.
Yeah. I think we have to recognize that it's going to take time to rebuild relational trust. And apart from repentance, that's not going to happen. You'll still question and doubt. If there is a repentance that's voiced, then we want to be charitable and forgive if they're repentant. But still, we need to recognize that it's going to take time for you to be able to trust that person again. And both parties need to understand that. So if I have sinned against someone in some severe way, I need to say that I would like you to trust, I would like you to forgive me, and I hope that in time, you'll be able to trust me in a new way. Yeah, great question.
Thank you. One more question? One time for one more question. Okay. Oh, Vince.
You may answer this tomorrow, which is fine, in terms of the principles, but if someone who has offended you, they think they have repented, but it clearly doesn't look like an honest repentance. I mean, you ought to still forgive him, but it's not a transactive kind of forgiveness.
Sure. But you ought to attitudinally forgive them even before.
So what kind of follow-up is necessary?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what do you do if someone says, I repent, Do you forgive them, or how do you, and you're just not sure? I think that you need to err on the side of forgiving. Yes, I forgive you. But what I would rather do at that point in time would be to say, so help me understand what you mean when you say you're sorry. Like, for what are you sorry? Now, you want to be careful that you don't grill the person and, you know, pin them down and become overly semantic and, you know, what does that word mean? But there is a sense in which I think it's fair when this person says, hey, I'm sorry for what I've done. For you to be able to say, you know, I really would like to be able to forgive you for what you've done, but I'm not sure that I understand what you're asking me to do. I'm not sure I understand what you think you've done. Would you allow me to share a little bit how I see what you did? And maybe they haven't really thought about this matter of acknowledging the hurt. Maybe they don't understand the seven A's, and they typically don't understand these things. So take a little time to talk it out with the person. if they become defensive, then that might be a good clue that maybe they're not very repentant. You don't have to grill them, but you can gently inquire what you mean. Yeah, that's what I'd recommend.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
Yeah,
thank you for the questions. So, I think.